Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We all have a prophetic purpose. Every single one of us. And we will all give an account to God for that purpose. That purpose was given to us by God Himself, which means we all have an assignment in life. We don't pick or choose it. God has already chosen it for you. Romans 14 and 12, it says, so then each of us will give an account of himself to God. While on earth, Jesus completed His prophetic mission to save humanity with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what the Bible says in Acts 10 and 38. Then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all of this because God, the Holy Spirit, was with him. A very, very important fact about Jesus is Jesus did not operate out of his own deity while on earth. He operated by the power of the Holy Spirit. I've been teaching these messages about the Holy Spirit and his importance to help you to begin to understand that the Holy Spirit is your designated partner. God has sent him to equip you with supernatural potential. He is the one who empowers the divine success that God wants each of us to have. Today, we're going to explore spiritual truths related to Palm Sunday. Jesus was welcomed as the Messiah. And through the Holy Spirit, God wants to increase your faith and your ability to witness to others. Jesus Christ serves as our example. In Acts chapter 2 and 22 and 23, it says, now Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. Palm Sunday begins the week with Jesus' exaltation, but later his crucifixion, for he died for humanity's sins. And this is really one of the most significant seasons in history. It is the time every person must face who they believe Jesus Christ really is. The most important question everyone has to decide is, who is Jesus? Because the answer determines their eternal future. This is not a game. This is real. You know, the former Pope said, and he was rebuked even by the Catholic Church, he said, all religions are a path to God. He actually said, there's only one God, and each of us has a language to arrive at God. Some are Sikh, some are Muslims, Hindus, Christians, and they are different paths to God. That's not what the Bible teaches. And the Bible helps us to understand and to identify God's divine truth because Jesus Christ is the only path to salvation and knowing God. Let the church say, amen. In Matthew chapter 7 and 13, Jesus addressed this. He said, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and his gate is wide for the many who choose to go that way. See, the truth is, God's not putting anybody in hell. We choose where we spend eternity. You choose hell when you reject Jesus. When you accept Jesus, you've chosen heaven. That's the way it works. Verse 14, Jesus said, the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult And listen to these words he said, and only few ever find it. And only few ever find it. And only few ever find it. In John 14 and 6, Jesus explained. He said, you see, you must believe I am the only way to God. Everyone doesn't believe that. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to God the Father except through me. John 3 and 16, it says, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. It means that we all can be saved. We all can have eternal life. That's God's plan, but it's only through his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 36 goes on to say, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's eternal judgment. And God means what he says. There will be no hall passes. There will be no letters that are excuses why you didn't accept Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. Now, the Bible lets us know any religion who denies Jesus as God's divine Son, who denies his death and his resurrection, is a false religion. And there's a lot. I mean, there's one with over a billion people. Let me give you some examples. Islam believes Jesus was just a man and a prophet below Muhammad. Muslims do not believe that Jesus was crucified. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus is not divine, but he was created. Jesus is not co-equal to God. Mormonism believe that God is the literal father of all human spirits. Jesus Christ and Lucifer, that is Satan, are considered spirit brothers. Hinduism says Jesus was just another teacher, an incarnation of Vishnu, their God. However, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity. His name is Jesus Christ. And he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. People question who Jesus is. But God helped them to know who he was. The signs and the miracles the Holy Spirit empowered Jesus to do confirmed to the people that he was the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Find another human being in history who did what Jesus did. There is none. Don't say you don't know. You reject him when you say, even though God gave him these abilities to show you that he was the Savior, I just don't know. John 14, 11, Jesus said, you ought to know. He said, believe me when I say to you that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. God gave him miracles so you would know that he is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. What's the problem? Jesus performed many miracles. He cast out evil spirits just with a word. Mark 1 and 34, Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he didn't allow them to speak. Evil spirits recognized Jesus and panicked with horror. Jesus, what are you doing in church? That's what one said. In Mark chapter 1, he said, Jesus, what are you doing here? Have you come to torment us before the time? He was scared. Another time, Jesus was passing through, and he was going through a cemetery, and one of the demons who had many demons inside of him, and a man had many demons inside of him, this man, ran up to Jesus and bowed down and said, oh, I pray to God that you won't hurt me. The demon praying to God that Jesus wouldn't hurt them. That's how panicked they get when Jesus comes around. Well, Jesus also had power over nature. While on earth, he spoke peace to storms. He walked on the water. He turned water into wine. He fed thousands of people twice with just a few loaves and fishes. What's the problem? Why can't you believe he's a son of God? Nobody else did those things. Jesus possessed power over sickness in Matthew 8 and 16. It said, one evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. The Bible says in Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Folks, he's eternal. Jesus is eternal, so he never changes. He'll heal you of your sicknesses and your diseases when you just keep trusting him. So don't be discouraged while you wait for your healing. In Matthew 7 and 7, Jesus said, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Verse 8. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who keeps knocking. Father, I'm still waiting. Father, I'm still waiting. The door is going to fling open. Now, Jesus said that. God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should change his mind. All of these people saying he doesn't heal today, the devil is a liar. You better stick with the word. Stick with what the Bible says. In the last month of Jesus' ministry, he performed one of his greatest miracles. He raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. John 11, 43, Jesus shouted. It says he shouted, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. And Jesus told him, unwrap him. Let him go. Just a little time after that, on his way to Jerusalem, the day before Palm Sunday, Jesus was honored at a special dinner hosted by Lazarus and his two sisters. The Bible says in John 12 and 1, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given to Jesus in his honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Listen to verse 10. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. Well, because of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. Can you imagine? Jesus is honored at the special dinner because the people loved him, but it was the family's way of saying thanks for raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus is sitting at the table and Lazarus probably right next to him, the man who had been dead for 4 days. And the Bible says when the people heard about it, they crowded the windows to see Jesus, but also the man he raised from the dead. Isn't this amazing? These are the things that happened when Jesus walked the earth, and he's the same Christ today. The Bible says Jesus made a decision to continue to go on to Jerusalem. Passover was the time that Jesus was going into Jerusalem, and he knew that at Jerusalem, he'd be exposed to extreme danger. And yet he made the decision to embrace his destiny. And he went on to Jerusalem, his disciples following him in fear. In Mark chapter 10 and 32, it talks about it. It says, Jesus and the disciples were on their way to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. Why was he walking ahead of them? Because his disciples were shocked that he was still going to Jerusalem. The others who followed him were afraid. Once again, he took the disciples aside and he began to tell them what was going to happen to them or to him. He said, if this is the time you want to leave, this is the time to bail right now, because I'm going to Jerusalem. I've got a mission from God. And when I get there, I'm going to be given into the hands of the high priest, and they're going to mock me, and I'm going to stand before Pilate, and then they're going to beat me, and then I'm going to be crucified, and I'll be put to death, but in 3 days, I'll rise again. This is what he told them several times, and he just repeated it on the way. Now, the next portion of this particular story is seldom discussed, but it's critical to understand God's divine timing. Folks, God has a divine time for everything in life. The Bible says for everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose. Don't get impatient with God. He's already determined the time for your answer to prayer. That's why Jesus said, don't give up, but keep praying and believing.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion Service, April 3rd. At 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I think one of the most important things to take away from the message of Palm Sunday is this last line. All the city was moved, saying, who is this? Who is this? That's because the single most important question you must determine is, who is Jesus Christ in your life, and what position have you given him? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? He is the only one who can deliver you from your sin. And each of us have a sin problem, and it needs to be fixed. The Bible tells us in Romans 3 and 23, everyone is sin. We all fall short of God's standard. It gets worse. Romans 6, 23, the wages of sin is death. God warned Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you will, listen, surely die. He didn't just say die. You will die, sure enough. He left nothing to the imagination. When Adam and Eve partook of that fruit, they first died spiritually. It broke their relationship with God. Next, they were really created to live forever, folks. That's why the tree of life was in the garden. They died physically. And then after that, if God had not forgiven them, they would have died eternally. That's the condition of the world today. Without Jesus Christ, you experience spiritual death, separation from God. Physical death is on its way. And eternal death is your conclusion in hell. In fact, the Bible says it this way in Revelation 20. And 15, anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's the final end of every person without Jesus Christ. See, accepting Jesus Christ as Savior is the only way to get your name in the book of life. John 3:16, once again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that anyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. That's that book of life. You've got to get your name in that book. If your name is not in that book of life, I just read to you what the scripture says in Revelation. Jesus said it while on earth in John 8:23. He said, I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, your Savior, you will die in your sins. In Acts 4:12, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Palm Sunday was a day of decision and destiny for the Jewish people. But they rejected Jesus. They crucified the one who had come to save their nation. And the consequences for their lack of awareness was staggering. History tells us that the Romans sieged and destroyed Jerusalem in the war of 70 AD. And not a stone in the temple was left upon another as Jesus had prophesied. You see, God schedules visitations to your life when making decisions that determine your destiny. Let me give you some advice to protect your life and your destiny. Base all your decisions on the Word of God. Every single one. Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, today I'm giving you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. See, God's visitations are to bring blessing and deliverance. Jesus said to the Jews, they did not recognize their day of decision or visitation. How about you? See, because to embrace Christ means that you're embracing the blessings of God. But to reject Christ means you're embracing ruin upon yourself and destiny. Today is Palm Sunday. You know, this is another day of decision. This is a day of decision for you. Will you completely embrace your destiny? The one that God has for you, or the one you've chosen yourself?
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Jesus' Holy Spirit-Empowered Destiny.
Lord, it's during this season that we're reminded of the cross, the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our sins. Lord, we thank you that you so loved the world that you sent Jesus, your Son, to be our Savior. And Lord, I pray with the people now that you would save us from every sin, that you would deliver us from whatever is holding us back, from being all that you've called us to be. We ask you, Lord, to help us to live godly lives, not only before you, but before our families, our friends, and even on the job. Help us to remember the cross during this time, that Jesus gave his life that we might be free to live. for you. Bless your people. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. And help us all to please you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.